September 14th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Imagination versus inspiration. The simplicity that is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 11:3. Simplicity is the secret of seeing things clearly. A saint does not think clearly for a long while. A saint ought to see clearly without any difficulty. You cannot think a spiritual muddle clear. You have to obey it clear. In intellectual matters, you can think things out. But in spiritual matters, you will think yourself into cotton wool. If there is something upon which God has put his pressure, obey in that matter. Bring your imagination into captivity to the obedience of Christ with regard to it, and everything will become as clear as daylight. The reasoning capacity comes afterward, but we never see along that line. We see like children. When we try to be wise, we see nothing. Matthew 11:25. The tiniest thing that we allow in our lives that is not under the control of the Holy Spirit is quite sufficient to account for spiritual muddle, and all the thinking we like to spend on it will never make it clear. Spiritual muddle is only made plain by obedience. Immediately we obey, we discern. This is humiliating, because when we are muddled, we know the reason is in the temper of our mind. When the natural power of vision is devoted to the Holy Spirit, it becomes the power of perceiving God's will, and the whole life is kept in simplicity. That's the end of Oswald's message. It speaks to the issue of spiritual confusion, and the confusion always comes in spiritually when we try to mingle into our spiritual perception, our own natural ways of thinking. The natural way of thinking is to try to determine reasons why, either why something happened or why we should do something. We try to understand what it is doing instead of simply doing what we know his Spirit is prompting us to do, even when it makes no sense. We need to operate to children, and like we expect our children to operate with respect to us when they are small. We tell them to do things. We don't have to give them answers as to why. Just the fact that we told them to do it is sufficient. Why? Because I told you. Yet when we approach God, it's like we can argue about every point and every issue. No wonder there's confusion. We try to be in charge when he's the one that must be in charge. He is the ultimate parent, and he's the parent not only of children but of adults. The sooner we submit to the fact that we are to be acting like children, young children, before God and his dictates to us, the sooner we will know and accomplish his will.